We continue in Sefer Tanya, Perek Vav. We're in the middle of Perek Vav. In the Sfarim, turn to page Kuf Ayin. Kuf Ayin, if you're holding the Sefer, page Kuf Ayin, the second column. Here, the Baal HaTanya, Zechutot Hagen Aleinu, is teaching us that just like there are Malbushim to the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Kedusha, there's also Amud Kuf Ayin. Dibur HaMadchil, Aval Kol Ma She'eno Batel. So too, there are 10 Sfirot of Klipa, of Tum'ah, in the Nefesh of a person, which comprises the Nefesh HaBahamit of the person. That's the physical Nefesh of a human being. And we are able to be malbish that too. If chas v'shalom, if a person does averot, and even if he doesn't do averot, any time a person does any bodily function not l'shem shamayim, this also gives more koach to the koach haklipa that makes up the nefesh habahamit of the human being. And that's what we're going to study here at the end of this perek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for the purpose of Bechira. He wanted that we should have the choice, to put it simply, to see Him or not to see Him. Chas v'shalom. Because of that, He created a world that is mitzumtzam. He created a world where the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as if it's hidden. It's shayach to look at the world and to make the mistake, and chas v'shalom to say, there's no Hashem. That's why He created the world in such a way. Why? For bechira chofshit, for avodat Hashem. Now, in the language of the Zohar HaKadosh, of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, there is what's called klipot. Klipot means kochot atuma. Klipot means all the things in the world that take a person away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three klipot ha-tum'ah, and then there is klipat noga. And that's what we're going to learn about towards the end of this perek, and on to perek shvi'i and perek chamishi. Klipat noga is, like you mentioned, the gray area, is not, it's me'orav with tov and ra. It's very possible to bring it into the Kiddusha, but if it's possible that a person, if he's not careful, it will be dragged down to Tum'ah. So now, continues the Baal HaTanya here, and he says, Aval kol ma she'eno batel etzlo yitbarach. The last words that we saw in the Baal HaTanya is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashre His Kiddusha only on that which is batel to Him. And he brought either the Malachim or Am Yisrael. The Malachim are mamash batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Am Yisrael that is potentially batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have the potential within them. If they're mekayem the Torah and the mitzvot, and they do Kedusha, they are able to be batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because they have that potential, the Kedusha of Hashem is brought down to the world upon the Jewish people. And that's why even if you just have 10 Jews seated together, even if they're not doing anything, just 10 Jews, the Shekhinah is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. The Shekhinah HaKadoshah is there. Aval kol ma she'eno batel etzlo yitbarach, ela hu davar nifrad bifnei atzmo. But anything that is not nullified to Hashem, anything that's not attached to Hashem, chas v'shalom, something that is separate from Him, Eno mekabel chiyut mikdushato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibchinat pnimiyut HaKedusha umahuta ve'atzmuta bichvoda uv'atzma ela mibchinat achorayim. Going to learn here also that there are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives His shefa of light unto this world, without which the world cannot be mitkayem. Nothing in this world can exist without the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only question is how that light is brought down to the world. Is it Beitgalia? Is it in a clear way, in a direct channel to that which is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it what's called, we're going to learn here, Mipchinat Achoraim? Achoraim means it's like a king, the mashal that's brought a few times in the Sefer, it's like a king that wants to give to his people. And those who he is close to, he gives be'ain tova, and he gives be'sever panim yafot. Ele shu'ohev u'noten be'galui, ken? Aval be'achorai means sometimes those that he's not really happy with. So he says, here, take. That's called achoraim. It's like a person who throws behind his back, you too, I have to give you, malasot. But I'm not happy with it, and you should know that I'm not happy with it. That's called Achoraim. We're going to learn that there are two levels in the Achoraim. There is those who are totally away from Hashem. They are begeder inam bechefetz Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in them at all. And yet, they are supposed to be in the world. So they receive be'achore Achoraim, which means bichlal, with a disdain. We're going to learn about this. And then there is those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to come back to Him. Right now, the way they are, He's not happy with it. But He's interested in showing them an angry face so that they come back to Him. That's also a form of Achoraim. But the bottom line is, the simple meaning that we're learning over here, anything that is nifrad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is not batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, receives its shefa of or, not in the same way as something that is kadosh. What does it mean, not in the same way? It comes down in a very filtered way. Sheyordi mimadrega lemadrega, revavot madregot, bishtalshelut ha'olamot, derech ila ve'alul ve'tzimtzumim rabim. The chiyut from the kedusha v'kadosh baruch hu comes down to that which is nifrad me'ito, to that which is not batel, it comes down filtered, one level after another, one tzimtzum after another, ila ve'ilul, cause and effect, at she'nitma'et kol kach ha'or ve'achiyut, mi'ut achar mi'ut, at she'achol itztamtzem ulitlabesh bivchinat galut, toch oto davar hanifrad, lehahayoto ulekayemo, me'ain leyesh, shelo yachzor liyot ain ve'efes kevatechila mikodem shenivra. Which means, there are things in this world that need to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to exist. But those things in this world are called davar nifrad me'ito yitbarach. Nifrad means it doesn't bring anybody close to Hashem. If anything, it's taking people away from Hashem. So how is it bichlal in this world? Hashem is giving it a chiyut. Ata mechayet kulam. There's nothing in this world that can exist without the chiyut coming from Hashem. But the chiyut comes in such a way that is tzimtzum achar tzimtzum, filter after filter, to the point where there is a nekuda of kedusha in that coarse object, which is giving it a chiyud, bibchinat galut. It's like that nekuda of or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in galut. That's the job of doing the Torah and mitzvot, to be mevarer nitzotzot HaKedusha, to take out from galut the nitzotzot HaKedusha from the coverings of the klipot HaTum'ah. But deep in the klipot HaTum'ah, there is or Hashem that is mechaye otam, that is giving them life. That's why this world, this physical, coarse, materialistic, mundane world, is called Olam HaKlipot. It's the world where you have the Klipot, which means you have all kinds of things in this world that cover up Kedusha, that hide away Kedusha from eyesight. Vesitra achra, it's also called sitra achra, the other side. But now we're learning, sitra achra doesn't just mean the other side, it means the side that receives the shefa bederech achoraim, in the lashon of the Ari HaKadosh. That's sitra achra. Velachen kol ma'ase olam hazeh kashim v'raim. Therefore this world is not easy. This world is very difficult. You have to work very hard. There is pain in this world. There is chas v'shalom disease in this world. There's wickedness in this world. There's crazy wickedness in this world. All that comes from the sitracha, from the klipot that is in this world. V'areshaim govrim bo. In this world, there is dominion. Yesh arbe, hem mekablim me'achora, aval ba'olam hazeh, areshaim mitgabrim. There is dominion that is given to the reshaim in this world. Kemo shekatuv b'sefer, be'etz chayim sha'ar membet. Ela she'aklipot hem nechlakot lishtei madregot zo lemata mizo. Over here, the Baal HaTanya is going to begin to explain what I told you, the two different types of klipot. He's going to speak about the first one here at the end, and then in the beginning of Perek Shvi'i about the second one. So we have to try to remember the train of thought. Ela she'aklipot hen nechlakot lishtei madregot zo lemata mizo. What are the two levels, one beneath the other? Hamadriga tachtona hi shalosh klipot atemeot veraot legamre ve'en bahem tov klal. These are all from the teachings of the Zohar and the Ari HaKadosh. The lowest level of klipot is three layers of klipot atum'ah that have no good in them at all. Venikre'u bemerkevet Yecheskel, in the story of the Merkava of Yecheskel, they are called ruach se'ara ve'anan gadol. He says, v'chule, the next word is ve'esh mitlakachat. Those three things point to the three klipot hatme'ot that are in this world, olam hazeh. Umehen nishpa'ot venimshachot nefashot kol umot ha'olam v'kiyum gufam. From those klipot hatum'ah come out the nefashot of the umot ha'olam and the kiyum of their guf. Venefashot kol ba'ale chayim ha'teme'im. And all non-kosher animals come from there. V'asurim ba'achila, that are not allowed to be eaten. V'kiyum gufam, and the maintenance of their guf. V'kiyum v'chiyut kol ma'achalot asurot me'atzomeach. And all the things that are forbidden to be eaten from the tzomeach, from the plant, k'mo orla v'kil'e akerem. All these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said are totally off guard, off limit, this comes from the klipot atum'ah. Kemo shekatuv be'etz chayim, is quoting constantly from the teaching of the Ari HaKadosh, Sha'ar Memtet. V'chen kiyum v'chiyut kol ma'aseh dibur u'machshava shel kol sha'asa lo ta'aseh ve'anfehem. Kemo shekatuv sham sof perike. Each one of the 365 lo ta'aseh, they all receive their yenika, their chiyut from what? From the klipot, the three klipot hatme'ot, which don't have in them any tov at all. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, the Baal HaTanya is going to introduce us to a very important yesod to know. It's called klipat noga. Klipat noga is a klipa in this world. However, it's me'orav betov vera. It's a mixture. Our job is to be ma'ale klipat noga to the Kedusha, to the world of Kedusha. But if we're not careful, it will go down to Tum'ah. Just a hint of what's that going to talk about. Things that are mutal to do. Eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, do everything. But if a person does it, Shelo Leshem Shamayim, that stays in Klipat Noga and it falls into the Klipot HaTemeot. If one does it Leshem Shamayim, he brings it up to the world of Kedusha. And that's our job in this world that we're going to talk, Be'ezrat Hashem, much more about this. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai hafetz lemaat zidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.